USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill reacting to President Trump and the Trump administration's moves regarding the growing coronavirus threat, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky.
The administration began monitoring efforts and enacted common sense travel restrictions to help blunt and delay the spread of the virus here in our country.
Opening the Senate, McConnell ripped Democratic leader Chuck Schumer for his harsh criticism of the administration efforts. The Molson Coors Brewery campus in Milwaukee, Wisconsin is closed after a gunman killed five brewery workers before killing himself on Wednesday. More than 1,000 people work in more than 20 buildings on what's known locally as Miller Valley. And the Northeast is expected to feel the brunt of old man winter today and tomorrow. The National Weather Service says the system will bring rain and heavy snow to New England as it moves toward the coast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Two reports on the U.S. economy are out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
As for weekly jobless claims, the Labor Department says around 219,000 workers filed first-time claims last week, an increase of 8,000 from the previous week. The largest increases in initial claims were seen in California, Georgia, and Maine. The largest decreases in Illinois, Texas, and Michigan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A 20-mile section of new border wall built near El Paso, Texas, cut illegal border crossings by 80%. That's according to Mark Morgan, Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection. Morgan also says the key is not just the border wall, but the entire system being built with roads and lighting, and in some cases, multiple layers of fencing. Morgan's comments coming before the House Appropriations Committee on Capitol Hill on Thursday. The president's budget asks for another $2 billion in wall-building money. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is predicting he'll win the South Carolina primary. In the latest poll, Biden has a lead over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and billionaire Tom Steyer. Biden tells a Charleston, South Carolina crowd he's the man for the job.
I was asked to come in and campaign, and I'm from Alabama to Montana. Did anybody ask Bernie to come in? It doesn't mean he's a bad guy. It means it's going to be hard holding on to the United States Congress and the United States Senate.
Another state is bringing an end to the death penalty. With the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Colorado is set to become the 22nd U.S. state to abolish the death penalty after lawmakers approved a repeal bill that Democratic Governor Jared Polis has pledged to sign into law. The passage had been virtually certain, with Democrats holding a substantial majority in the House, even with several Democratic lawmakers casting no votes for the 36-27 repeal vote. The bill, passed by a Democratic-nominated state Senate in January, would apply to offenses starting July 1st and would not affect the fate of the three men on Colorado's death row who face execution by lethal injection. Colorado's last execution was carried out in 1997 when Gary Lee Davis was put to death by lethal injection for the 1986 kidnapping, rape, and murder of a neighbor. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.